Yes, thank you, Madam President. Cluster munitions are outdated and indiscriminate weapons that harm primarily and almost exclusively civilians. And the Convention on Cluster Munitions is aimed at protecting civilians from their harm. Through the fulfillment of its articles, the treaty has saved lives, limbs, and livelihoods, enabling humanitarian access, reconstruction, and development. As such, this humanitarian treaty must be preserved and enhanced through full universalization. As per the Article 21 of the Convention, all states parties have a legal obligation under this convention to promote its norms, work toward universalization, and do their best effort to discourage the states not party to the convention to ever use these indiscriminate weapons. We would be interested to hear from states parties on what specific steps they have taken to fulfill this article. In line with Action 10 and 11 of the Lausanne Action Plan, states parties should intensify efforts in promoting adherence to the convention with states not party. We thus strongly condemn the use of cluster munitions in Syria, Myanmar, and Ukraine. We are also gravely concerned about the number of transfers of US cluster munitions to Ukraine. The detrimental effects of cluster munitions, both during combat and for decades after, cannot be neglected. We thus urge those states parties which have not yet done so to condemn any use of cluster munitions by any actor and under any circumstances, and join us in a call for its immediate stop. This is a humanitarian treaty, and we call on states parties to implement it principally. While the disappointing news of Lithuania taking steps to leave this humanitarian treaty is of concern, and we strongly urge Lithuania, which is again not here, to reconsider it, it does not by far reflect the status of this convention and its evident success. We welcome again that Nigeria and South Sudan joined the list of states parties to the convention and strongly urge other states not yet party to follow their excellent example and join the CCM without further hesitation. With this in mind, we again point out to a great number of states which have signed but not yet ratified the treaty. We welcome the announcement made earlier by the Democratic Republic of Congo that the ratification bill is in motion, and we look forward to hearing an update on this along the way. We would also be interested to hear an update on Djibouti's progress in submitting the documentation for ratification process. In addition, a mine action review has taken Angola off the list of contaminated countries this year, which we hope will encourage Angola to ratify the convention without hesitation. We further encourage Central African Republic, Cyprus, Indonesia, Haiti, Jamaica, Kenya, Liberia, Nigeria, Tanzania, and Uganda to complete the final step of ratification and join as states parties as soon as possible, as we really have no time to lose. States observers present here today should consider joining, especially the affected states, which are also present here today, which have also first-hand understanding of the humanitarian impact of cluster munitions. Moreover, those states that are party to the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention should not really hesitate to join the CCM and engage in regional efforts to universalize both treaties, as the humanitarian purpose of these two landmark conventions is fully aligned with each other and would serve to further promote the synergies between the two conventions. Finally, we would also like to use this opportunity and invite you to a side event organized by the Cluster Munitions Coalition tomorrow at 10 a.m., where MPA will also be on the panel and will go into the details of military utility and clearance realities as part of the discussion on the humanitarian consequences of these weapons. Thank you.